We are learning Masechtas Barbasra Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, and we are starting the bottom the Mishnah Chav Beis Amud Aleph, a new Mishnah, continuing the sugyas of Niske Shechinim. Zok the Mishnah. Mishal Yikoyslo Yisomach Koyslo Chaveroi. Someone who had a koysel next to the koysel of his friend, Lo Yismach Lo Koyslo Achar. He shouldn't put another koysel there. Elam Ken Hirchik Menu Aba Amos. Unless he put it away for Amos. It's hard to read what I just said. But so I'll tell you what the half min of shahar is. That someone had a koisel that was next to the koisel chaveroi, and then it fell down. When he rebuilds it, he should make sure it's 4 amos away. I can ask you in the first place, how is it so close? Good question. But that's how we'll read the mission so far. That he had a koisel, some of koisel chaveroi. When it falls down, you replace the koisel, make sure it's 4 amos away. Another halacha, hachaloinois, beimel mailo, beimel matom, beknegdar abamos. If your neighbor has a window, and he has that window for 3 years without any obstruction. Now you want to build a koisel there. So if you build a koisel across, so then you have to make sure that it's 4 amos away. It doesn't block the light. And if you're making a koisel that maybe won't block the light, but you could see from the koisel into his window, so you have to make sure it's 4 amos above his window or 4 amos below his window. And therefore, you can't stand on top of it because it's so low and see into his window. And if it's high, if it's too high, you also can't stand on top of it and bend down and look into his window. So therefore, if you make sure it's high or low, 4 amos, that's enough. And connect them also, pastures means 4 amos, far away 4 amos, it won't block the light. So that's our Mishnah. So now, first, concentrate on the first line of the Mishnah. First line of the Mishnah said, someone who had a koisel next to his koisel chaveroi, if it falls down, you have to mark it down on Amos. Break the Gemara, v'kama yechesamach. How did the first guy put it so close? What's Pshat? How did the first guy put it so close? So my answer is, Om Rav Yehuda, hachakamar. This is what the Mishnah means. On top of Ambeis, about lismach, lismach, elam kain, hechakamenu ab Amos. If someone's making a wall in the first place, he should be markik for Amos. Now, how to fit into the Mishnah? So you look at Tosfos on Amud Aleph. So Tosfos says, "Kedai we read Tosfos." Sakadai to the Nafal Irish came out for Loshon. The Tanamisha Hayu Kaisos Amud Kaisos Chaveri. Mishani Rav Yehuda. Yehuda answers Hachikamar. Habol Lismach. Umhis Hachiprusha. Misha Hayu Gavul Kaisloi Amud Kaisos Chaveri. Someone's Gavul Kaisloi, which means his end of his property, was near the Kaisos Chaveri. And there, he says, you put up a koisel, you got to put it away from your border. And Rava asks, like we see on Mabez, Maskel, Rava, Misha Hoya koisel, some of the koisel of Eric Tani. It says, you had a koisel, it doesn't say that your gvul was there, it says koisel. So how can you touch like that? Elam Rava, Tani. Misha koisel, some of the koisel of Eric, Barichik Av Amos, if someone's koisel was 4 amos away already from before, then Nafan fell down, Lo Yismach Loi koisel achar, Elam Ken, Hirchimad Al Amos. You should not put another kaisel, put the new kaisel closer. You have to keep it away. Dalad Amos, my timer, the davshe the hacha mile hasam, because the walking on your side of his wall helps his wall stay up because it presses down the ground and makes the ground solid. And if you put a wall there, you're not going to walk there anymore, and that will make the land softer, and his root and his kaisel might fall down. So therefore, we want to keep the davshe here. Now, the only question is, so the halacha is, you're always not allowed to put a koisel next to the koisel chaveri. Why not? Because of dafsha. Because we want people to walk on the side of his wall. So why did the Mishnah say in this way, that it fell down, I still have to put it up dalad amos? Of course, why not? Like, if the Mishnah wants to say this halacha of dafsha, which means that I can't put up a koisel within 4 amos of his koisel, so say it that way. Why have to say, okay, if it fell down, I still have to put it 4 amos away? What?
I don't want to answer the question
of the Kamehameha Samach. Read it again. It said it was 4 amos away. It wasn't Samach. Hach, Tani. It was 4 amos away. So right there we answered the Kasha. The Kamehameha was not Samach. It was 4 amos away. And it fell down. The luck is, you got to put it 4 amos away. Why? Because of Dapsha. So now you have the Kasha just asking. The obvious question is, so say it straight. When you put up a koisel, you got to put it 4 amos away. Why do you make it such a good? You know what? Ask the kasha Tosfos. Tosfos says, "Hikshur Rivam, the lama the minkat b'chiyai gavna shahoy loy koisel baruch gav amos v'nafal." Listy, top Tosfos reading. Listy, so listma koisel the koisel chaveri gav amos. What's going on? Different Tosfos. Blab shvat. Zok the Rosh Pasht Teretz. The Rosh says, "Why are we saying now put a koisel next to koisel chaveri?
because of Dafsho, which means you need people to walk on the side of his wall. Maybe if it's here already for a few years and the wall, and the ground is solid, so now I can put it closer. Kamaflo, no. You still have to do it again. That's the Chiddush. Even though it already was here 4 hours away and already we had Dafsho, you still have to put it on, you still have to put it away 4 hours away. It's good? Any Shilas? What's Shilas?
What's the
tenth
of
Dafsho?
Dafsho only 4 hours?
Dafsho is 4 hours. Dafsho means that they have to walk, enough room to walk on the side of his wall.
I don't think 8 feet to walk between the walls.
8 feet is a lot of feet.
Right.
Why? Yeah.
You need so many. You can put 2 feet.
Well, that's if you want to walk with your friend. You walk with a friend, walk with a wagon, whatever the case is. You want it to be a thoroughfare. If it's very narrow, people don't avoid that thoroughfare. So the Gemara, Amarav, this halacha, it's got a big shaila. What exactly is this din Dafsho? Now, I'm a chayiv to help his wall. Like, it's not. It's a big shayla. Taisus mashma, it goes into Nezikin, actually. It goes into
what,
someone walked your wall? Yeah, you don't care about your wall. That's your own department. But it's mashma, it's a dim, that's the Taisus mashma. The Mukesh says that when someone buys a karka to put up a wall, it's like part of the chazaka from the king that you have the right to demand Dafsho on the other side. Ayin Sham. It's a shayla exactly what this chayiv is. Amarat loyshon ol koysel gina. This halacha is only by koysel gina. A koysel chotzer and balis vechsoimich. When it comes to a koysel chotzer, that your neighbor has a koysel of his chotzer, his courtyard, I could make my koysel next to his koysel. Why? Because by the courtyard, there's dafsha from the inside. He uses his chotzer very much on the inside. He has dafsha. A gina, you don't walk in the inside because you have your vegetables, your tomatoes and cucumbers. So therefore, no one walks there. But if he has a courtyard, so since on the inside he has dafsha, that's sufficient, and you don't have to worry about it. That's it. Loishon al gina. Av koysel chotzer balis mechsoimach. Rabbi Yishema echad koysel gina veechad koysel chotzer and bal lismach enis soimach. You need it from both sides. Another qualification of the halacha. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina beloy pligi. He says dam achleikus. Ha beir yishana ha beir chadasha. That Be'ir Yishana, where already the years already, it's pat down the ground. So then it makes a difference between a gina and a chatzah. But in Ir Chadasha, there you need it from both sides, and that's pshat in Rav Yosi in Rav Oshia, who says that both kurs gina and kurs a chatzah it bal lismach ein esaymach. So I can put mechaz now that the halacha is the halacha of Davsha. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hachaloina is when you're putting up, someone has a window and the guy's putting up a wall near that window. The halacha is beim ma'alim beim matam beim kenegdon abamis. You got to put it 4 hours away. We concentrate on the kenegdon. So it says when you're doing it kenegdon his window, putting up a wall, passage is parallel. You have a wall here on the left side with a window. Everyone has pictures in the head, and then you have a guy putting up a parallel wall in his chatzah, and it's blocking the window. Go away 4 hours. Why? Tani Allah. You shouldn't climb on top of the wall and look at this window. Milmatom has to be lower for Amish Loyamid Vayira. Ukenegdon and Kenegdis Loyafo shouldn't make it dark. Now, the deal is like this. Time is Loyafo. Only because it shouldn't get dark. Amishim Dafsha Loy. I can't put my wall parallel to this wall. You know why? Because of Dafsha. So what's going on over here? Because of Dafsha, I can't put it there. So why Dafka? Because of Mafel. So the more answers. Tais already asked, you could say, we're talking about Ir Yishana maybe. So he says that Bais like a Gino, that's why it's one Teretz. But like upon him, the Gemara has a Kash, what happened to Dafsha? The Gemara answers, Hachamayas Gino, you know what the case over here is? You're putting up a wall not parallel, you're putting up perpendicular. Now you put a perpendicular, usually a wall is a tefach wide, that's the width of a window. So you put a perpendicular connected the window, or make the window dark, without having a problem of dafsha. Why? Because the whole width of the wall is a tefach. So all you're blocking from walking is one tefach. It's all blocking. Because you can walk across the wall, and you can walk across the other side of the wall. So therefore, it's not a problem of dafsha here. The case is not around dafsha because you put a perpendicular. So you have the terrors of it? It's going perpendicular. The only question is that the Rishash already asked, and the Ritva, that once you have something blocking like this, people are not going to walk across. Even though you're right, the whole wall is open from both sides of this. But people are not going to walk if they have to turn around to go around the wall. So people won't walk there. That's the Rishash, Kashai, and Chum. But Rashi is saying over here that since only blocking one
the width of the wall, which is very little, they'll still have davsha. And that's what you have to come on to. Four amos only because of blocking the light. Only about blocking the light. I mean, you have a wall on the left side. Everyone picture this, a long wall, and everyone walks across the wall. Now, if you have another wall with this too close to the wall, you can't walk there. But here, you don't have a wall there parallel. You have a wall perpendicular. So you could walk there besides that one place where the perpendicular wall is. That's what Rashi says, and that's pshat. Rashi says, Lashon Rashi is,
Vilek
Lamechus Dafsa Hu Purta. Don't worry about the Dafsa Hu Purta.
You
know what's the question?
You always have to do 4 hours. Why?
Not 4 hours. No, you have to, only for Al Safal you have to do 4 hours. But without that, it wouldn't be a reason to move. What happened to the Dafsa? No, but the Mars Kasha was, what have to come on to that for? For example, let's say a guy doesn't have a chazaka of 3 years. The luck is don't worry about Hafala. So you let him make the wall there. Why? What happened to Dafsa? It was parallel. Teretz is, it was perpendicular. It's a very important thing. So the Master was perpendicular, there's no problem with Dafsa. That's Rashi says. So we'll leave it Rashi. We don't have the Shash Kashas. I have his Kashas. We'll leave it there. Rashi says, the Hoch Lech Lamech is Dafsa Hilpur. It's very little. You don't have to worry about it. Kvaldik. Okay. Let's move on. So it says, the case is Boma Atzah. It was perpendicular. Vakama. So how much you have to move away? So the loch is, you don't have to move away 4 amos because you go to the side. You technically don't have to move away 4 amos. You could just move to the side one tefach and not block the window. That's what you could do. Or some say, Amma, but as long as you go move to the side, it won't block the light. And we'll see, I didn't miss just 4 amos, we'll see in a second. But you have to do is move a tefach. Afraid the Gemara Veloy makes it. Lamai says, if you move away a tefach, you gotta go on top of the wall and look in. Rab Zvid, but Madir is Kaisla. You make the top of the wall slanty so you can't sit on top of the wall. So that's not a shayla. The only problem was hafala, of making it dark, being mafal. And here, since you're going to the side, so therefore you're not being mafal. It says you have to have 4 amos away. Where it says, like Kasham, Kamba Ruchachas, Kamba Ste Ruchais. The case is, there's two cases. One case is you put a wall, only one wall. Another one is two walls. When you put walls on two sides of the window, so then if you only go away a tefach on each side, it'll be very dark. So you're making two walls, two perpendicular walls around the window. Two of them, you have to make sure it's 4 hours away from the window. Because there, by two ruchais, it'll be too dark. And here, the Rosh Hashanah has any more. So where's your dafsha here? Because you have a big space. Good kasha, yeah. Akaponim, two ruchais. Toshima, this is Mishnah later on, which we're going to see Metzchem today. Toshima is a koisel and a meschila, dalad amas. That if you have a koisel and your next neighbor has a meschila, which is a gutter, so you have to move away from his gutter, dalad amas. Even though it's your shos, I have to move away Marsh's dalad amas. Like, why? Because he might have to clean his gutters. He needs a ladder. Kadesh Zoykev is a sulam. He has to have room to put up his ladder against that gutter, which is a paldik chiddush. I have to lose 4 amas of my property for his ladder. Zog Taisis, small Taisis here. And Taisis says, Kadesh Yizaykav is a Sulam. Zog Taisis, Kshemachar Avinoson lo is Kifas a Sulam v'chatzera ari. V'kamas on the Barab Amas. Of course, he means he sold that space. How much space is Dalad Amas? Now, Frank, they want to time him. Huh? No, because my property, and I don't have to worry about your fixing your Maschila. Time him, it's like a picture today. Somebody has an air conditioning unit, this thing. I have to move away 4 hours to my property so he can fix his air conditioning unit. Don't worry about that. Taima Mishum Sulam. Taima Mishum Sulam. Ah Mishum Dav Shaloi. The Taima is Mishum Sulam. Ah Mishum Dav Shaloi. Only because Sulam you have to move away. But Dav Shanat. What happened to the Dav Shal? L'chaira, we're assuming the Maschil is very near the wall. And L'chaira, don't walk me 4 hours on the wall anyway. So my answer is, Hacha Maeskinom Maschilom Mishum Pa'as. We're talking about the roof is a major overhang. It comes 4 amas away from the wall in the first place. So you have enough Dav Shal. But now the gutter is 4 amas of the wall. I have to move another 4 amas in order to be away from the maschila to put a sulam there. To say you go under the overhang near the wall, but here it's another 4 amas. You have to go away from a sulam to put the sulam up against the maschila. It's 4 amas because the yechap is overhang with the maschila with the gutter at the end of the overhang. So it's already away from the wall, enough room for davsha, and the only you have to move away is only because of the din of the sulam. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. Marchikim es sulam ana shayva rabba amais kadesh loy tikbites hanamia anamia. What does it mean like this? That if your neighbor has a chicken coop or a dove coop, he has birds in there, and you have a wall, your own wall, right near his
shayvach. If you want to put up a ladder on your wall, don't put that ladder near his shayvach. Move it to the side for amis. Kadesh tikbos an emia. An emia is a little animal. Some say it's a marten. It's a little animal that could climb up the ladder. And if you put it near the shayvach, he'll climb up the ladder and get some birds. So therefore, you are not allowed to put a sulam in your rishos near his shayvach in the next rishos, the next neighbor. And not Allah, if a kaisel is killed on Amis, you always have to move away the kaisel from the maschila for Amis in order that he has room to place his ladder. Zakta Gemara, Lema Mastisim Dloik Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi's shita is, the Rabbi Yasi, Omar, Zechai Pesef Shloi, Vizenet Rabbi Shloi. Rabbi Yasi's shita is, you do what you mind your own business. I don't have to worry about Niska Shchenim, it's al Nizik Laharkazatzmai, I can do what I want. So this Mishnah sounds like not like Rabbi Yasi. Zog Rashi, really, a lot of Mishnayos are not like Rav. Tuva Mili, Ika Mishnayos are not like Rav Yasi. A lot of Mishnayos are not like Rav Yasi that says you have to move away. Let's even the Kaisel case, that's also okay. You need a Dafsha, you worry about it. I don't have to worry about your Dafsha. And so why this Mishnah? So Rashi says, Lema Avzu, maybe this also not like Rav Yasi. That's what it means. Tosis argued this. Tosis says, there is Lema, Pirish Rachma, the Kama Haka Tfei, Lema Le Krabyasi, Le Kama Mishnais Leel, Master the Kulu Asa Krabyasi, because it's called Giri Delay. And he says, I, the case of the Davsha, Tais himself asked the Kasha, Le Pargabyasi, Elva Elon, only by Elon he argues. But Tarklan with the Pirusha, the Mastisim de Leel, have a Nami Giri Delay, the Miyakish Shema Kais of an Eir Davsha. Right away, you're stopping a Davsha, that's called Giri Delay. And this is a Raya that Tais learns that the din of Davsha is din hachachas azikin, because you see he's selling a suit to this halacha. Al kaponim, so the kashas are this mishnah of the putting the ladder next to the shayvech. It's not like Rav Yosi. No, filter Rav Yosi. Ha'omer Rav Ashi ki avin Rav Kana ha'omer moed Rav Yosi begiri today. Rav Yosi moed when it's your direct damage. Ha'kanam is zimin dehadi the monachlei when you put up the ladder. Then Yosva Bechur, the little Martin sitting in his den, in his hole, the kofta jumps up right up, and right away when you put it there, jumps up into the shayvech, and that's called Giri Dedeh. Freitimar Vagromahu, is that a Groma Benazikin? I'm Rav Tevi Amasa, Zemera is Groma Benazikin also. It's Rashi explained like this. Even if you hold that Groma Benazikin is, you don't have to pay, but it's still usher to do. It's still usher to do, and therefore your friend can stop you from putting a ladder here. He's saying, even though the halacha is that Garmi and Groma Rashi says both of them are the same, are potter, you don't have to pay. But still, it's also. It's still also. And you could ask the same question for Adafsha, like Tosis points out, same thing. But the bottom line is, they see from here that even though it's you don't have to pay, it's still also. And therefore, I can stop you from doing it. And we'll continue tomorrow from the bottom line, the same sugi a little bit, we'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.